And the Omar, the person says like this, Libi Yala Sal, I'm going to watch the Beth Krishna become Tomei, but the Yain Libi Yala Magrefa, I'm not going to watch the hammer that's inside the basket. It's Magrefa, the Kli Barza, Rashi says,
that's like a shovel,
that's inside. Now the Omar, the person says, Libi Yala Sal, my mind, I'm going to watch the basket, it shouldn't become Tomei, but the Yain Libi Yala Magrefa, my heart is not to watch the shovel. I don't care if the shovel becomes Tomei. Salochariz, Hasal, Torah, Enechnami, the basket remains Torah. But the Amagrefa Tomeya, the Magrefa, that remains Tomei. So, what do you see? You could watch half the thing and not the other half. The shovel becomes Tomei. So, what's the question? If so, the Titna Magrefa Lasal, why doesn't the shovel, now that became Tomei, be Matama the basket? So, my answer is, the Klal is, Ein Kli, Matama Kli, one Kli, that's a Rishon LaTumah, cannot be Matama another Kli. A Kli is only Mekabel from an Abba Tumah, not from a Rishon LaTumah. So the Gemara, okay, but still, the Titman Masha B'Teichai, why don't I sell out this shovel that's Tomei, why isn't it Matama, the food that's inside the basket? A Kli could be Matama or Meichel. A Meichel could become a Sheni LaTumah. So my answer is, on my Rava says, the Yom, the person says, Shema'atiyo Midovra Matame. I watched even the shovel that it should not become Tomei from something that's really Matamarit. Like it did not even become Rishon LaTumah. But Vloi Shematiyo Midavra Paislo. I did not watch it from something that would just paslit. I did not watch it from becoming a Sheni. Therefore, since it became a Sheni does not make a Shlishi for Chulin. Therefore, it does not Matama what's inside it. So, Kit, you see clearly, there's such a thing you can watch it halfway and not completely. So that would be the Kit to the answer to how we said in our Mishnah. That the Mishnah says in my name could touch. Kachim is talking about where he's not Mesir Das, he's watching himself. And that's what we had before, he has to go to the mitzvah, that's where he did not watch himself completely. Now the Gemara says, he galgo milfa, tishayla, went around, if Oinen could touch Kachim or not, and umata lekaim the rababa bamamu, kent rababa bamamu. Omele, he said like this, le shmilu, didn't you hear, ho di yomar rab yech, not the rab yech, and said, omele, the grass was like this. If somebody eats a shlishi shel truma, the locher is also lechol or mutaliga. He's not allowed to eat truma, but he's allowed to touch truma. So what do you see? That almo the achilo of the rabbanim mailo, that the rabbanim made a mailo that you're not allowed to eat truma. If you're a shlishi l'truma, you're not allowed to eat truma. The rabbanim made a chumah, you can't eat it. But v'negiyah lo yavod rabbanim mailo. The Rabbanu did not make this Mailo that he can't touch Truma. The Kitzur could be the same way by an Einen. Even though an Einen himself, with the Rabbanu is Tamei, he's not allowed to eat the Korban. The Einachanami, the Rabbanu did not make an Exer, he can't touch it. He'd be allowed to touch it. In other words, that we said before, the Einen eats Tefillah, that's if he wants feet to touch him. If he wants feet, that's a Mailo, he has to go to the Mikvah first. But for the din of touching Kachim, that Rabban did not make any Maila. Then it says in the Mishnah, the Einoi Cholik Lechol. He cannot take a portion, even teed at night time. An Einoin has no right to take a portion. Samara says, Mithlu Ludeloi Polik. Mashma, he does not get a portion from the Korban. But the Mizamnin Leochol. But if you invite him teed from the Kachim, then he's allowed to. He goes to his friend the Kain, and he has a Korban there. He's allowed to eat it. And a chanami at night time, he's allowed to eat it. So, Uriminu, I have a question. Oinu, it says, Loch Oinain, Tevel, V'yoichalas, Tischa, Larav. The Kain was an Oinain, he's allowed to go to the mikvah and eat from his corn pesach at night time. Avul Leib the Kachim, but Masha, by Yad the Kachim, there's a chumrah, still he's not allowed to eat it. Even if at the night of the Kfura, he's still called an Oinain, he's still not allowed to eat Kachim. And here it's mashma just a 10 cake of chaylik, but he could eat at night kachim. And here it's mashma is only a special kula, or korban pesach he could eat at night. But for mother kachim, he can't eat at night. So the stira. So my answer is, Amar Rabbi Yom Yom Yedifti, lakash is no stira. Kan be pesach, kan be shay yomay sashana. And achanami, one is dim by pesach, and one is by shay yomay sashana. In other words, be pesach, on the yom to pesach itself. I did the yom to pesach, since this Einin, the Rabbanu will make of it, he's allowed to eat his Korban Pesach at night time, since he's not Tamei Midiraisa, it's only Midiraisa. But Rabbanu will make that he could eat kachim at night. Is okunami kachim. He wouldn't have not eat any kachim. Lav davka, a korban pesach, any kachim is not eat at night. But b'shah yimay sashana, the rest of the year, the leichazi, that leinen, is not fit to eat kachim, leichazi and okunami is not fit to eat any kachim. That it says a dikir, that he can't take a chilek, that mashmi could eat kachim at night, that's talking about on Pesach itself. When they have become an oinim, they're a Pesach, so at night he's allowed to eat any kachim. Now, umay, some more says, umay avoloi b'kachim, what does it mean to say, he could eat the Pesach, but not kachim? Avoloi b'kachim shokol hashana, means to say, that he cannot eat the karbonis the rest of the year. But en echanami, on Pesach itself, the same way he could eat from the korban Pesach, he could also eat from kachim. Rav Asi and Rav Asi says no. Rav Asi only answers like this. Lakash is no stira. I tell you, can't shemais the meis ba'abosa. One we're talking about where his meis died on Erev Pesach. The kovra bi'abosa and they buried him at Reyoso. So then, even at night, also he's also to eat kachim, since it's the laila of the kfura. But can, where do we say at night time is lari kachim shemais the meis b'shloshasa, where the meis died on the 13th day. The covered by boss, they buried him the next day. And then we say Yom Tfura, since they buried him today, even though we died yesterday, Letofus Leila Midrabonin, even Midrabonin, the night time, does not have a din aninus. So there's no stira. That we say at night time, he cannot eat kachim, that's if the maize died that day, and they buried him that day. So then that Laila is Tofus Einain, that night time is still called an Einain, he can eat kachim. But where the maize died on Yud Gimel, and they buried him the next day on Yud Dalid, then the night of Yudalid does not have dinya aninus. So Moses says, Mantan uzistano that aninus lalim with Rabbonin, that anoinen, by night time, he still has dinya aninus hakoponim with Rabbonin. Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya went like this, aninus lalim with divrei Torah, divrei Rabbi Yuda, smidiraisa, that anoinen, even at night time, has a dinya aninus on him. Rabbi Shimon, I know, oinen enen elam with divrei, eno, oinen, enen with divrei Torah, Ela medivrei seifrim, that an oinin at night time is only medirabonin and not midiraisa. Teda bring your proof. Shrei Omer was said oinin type of yech lepiskel erev. Avolei b'kachim, that an oinin is allowed to go to the mikvah and eat a korban pesach at night. So you see, it's only yasim medirabonin to din aninus, and therefore, since it's only yasim medirabonin, the rabbonim will make up for korban pesach and let him. By shad kachim, they did not let him eat. In other words, that they were answering before, that at night time you're not allowed to eat from a korban, that's the case where the maize died on Yudalid and they buried him on Yudalid, and still it said that the korban pesach could eat at night. That's the raya we have told that at night time the aninus, even though the misa and the kfur was the same day, the aninus at night time was only midrabanan, and therefore there's a chiluk that a korban pesach they let you eat, because that's a big purpose not to be obichi of chorus. Mashenken shad kochim, did they not let you eat? That's the raya goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And then Echnami, the other price that's mashma, you could eat at night, that's talking about where the mace died on your Gimel, and you buried him on your Dalad. Everybody holds that even your Dalad is only Midrabonin. So the night time is Mutta. The Akoponim, where the Misa and the Kfur was the same day, the Aninus at night time is Machlekis, if it's Midiraisa Midrabonin. And here we're going, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's only Yasim Midrabonin. Therefore, the Rabbonin made a chiluk between the Korban Pesach and Shaar Kochim. Now the Gemara says, is this true? They saw the Rabbi Shimon. Aninus lalim with the Rabbonin. Is it true the Rabbi Shimon holds the din aninus of the first night is only with the Rabbonin? For a tiny word like this, Rabbi Shimon, Aimer, Oinen, a person that's an Oinen, Mace died, Aino Mishalar Kovanaisov. He cannot even have somebody else bring a korban for him. So my love doesn't mean to say that Fidu Pesach means even if the person died on Erev Pesach, he's Noinen today. So he cannot have somebody else bring his korban pesach for him, and he can't eat it at night. Why not? The chur must be because aninus lila is midiraisa. Tzmor says loy. It means here lebami pesach, excluding korban pesach. A korban pesach and echnami. No, it's only midrabbanan aninus, and therefore the rabbanan would have been make a lavada by korban pesach. So the gemara batani will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Omer shlomim. A korban shlomim kishu sholem mevi. A person could only bring it when he's the Sholem, means when he's not an Einen, when he's the Simcha. But V'yein and Nevi Kishu Einen. He can't bring it when he's an Einen, he's considered like a broken person then. Minan, how do we know to say the rabbi says, I told you the same thing? said Marbani is a Toydisik, and it was Besimcha Kishlamim. It has to be only eaten Besimcha Akrom Shlamim. And I and the rabbi says, Oilo, Marbani is a Oilo, she came Bob and Nedu and Adobe Kishlamim, a Korban Oilo also comes to us in Nedu and Adobe Akrom Shlamim. The third thing, you can only bring a Korban Oilo when you're a Sholem and not a Nainain. You can't have somebody else bring the Korban for you. Minan had a one of the rabbis, Bechor Maisa Pesach, Marbani Bechor Maisa Pesach, can Einem, Boy Malchet, it doesn't come Malchet. So, you see clearly, even a Pesach cannot be brought when you're an Einim. I mean, and even though you first need it at night time, so it's a kasha. Minan had a one of the rabbis, Chatis Yoshem, then Einim cannot have it brought, needed at night. Tamalema Zevach, Minan the rabbis, Eifus Yamanochis, Viayan Reitzim Velvona, Tamalema Shlomim, Korbonoi, means kol korbonis, shu maybe any korban you only have brought for you, kishu sholem, when a person is sholem. So dik is maybe that bein, maybe kishu einin. So kikashris katonimi learnt over a pesach. The korban pesach cannot be brought when you're an einin. I, before Rav Shimon says you could have it brought by daytime and need it at nighttime. Om Rav Chizda, pesach kadei nas benachanami, take out the word pesach. Pesach tak is different. Pesach he could bring when you're einin and need it at nighttime. But Shesha Sama know my Pesach, what does the price mean? Pesach, it means Shalom Pesach. Not the Korban Pesach, but the Shlomim that comes with the Pesach. In order to first eat the Shlomim, and then you'll be able to eat the Pesach on the Seiza. For the Mor Yochi is so high in Shlomim, it's everybody Shlomim once. The Mor says, Ton Shlomim Aboyim Achmas Pesach. But Ton Shlomim Aboyim Achmas Atzma. Then the Korban says two types of Shlomim. A Shlomim that comes by itself, and a Shlomim Achmas Pesach. Dila Ton Shlomim, it says Shlomim Aboyim Achmas Pesach. Sakut that we would have thought to say, Hoylomachmas Pesach Osi, since it comes because of the Pesach. Is to go for the Pesach Domi, I would have thought to say the Shlomim, since it comes with the Pesach. It's considered like the Pesach itself, that you could bring it when you're nine in. And either at night time, Kamash Mulan, that's the Kiddush know, that Lamai said, this Shalmei Pesach is not a Korban Pesach. It's only a Chagigus Yudalid that's brought when the Chabur is a lot. That you need a lot of meat to eat in order to eat the Pesach al HaSoivam, but since it's only a Korban Shlomim, even though it's for the purpose of a Korban Pesach, you cannot bring it when you're an Einein. That's the Pshat Nebraisa. Ben Echanami, a regular Korban Pesach, Abadi could have brought for you, even though you're an Einein, since you'll first eat it at night time. Rav Mori Yama, Lekasha, Kansha, Meis, Lameis, Yudalid, Rav Yudalid. Alright, we'll stop here.
Here we're holding Daf Kuf from Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of the Shaila, the Chur Tzadir and Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon one place said that even though you're an Einein, you could have a Korban Pesach brought for you, and you'll eat the meat at night. And another Bryce is Mashma Noam, that even a Korban Pesach you can bring only the Mokim that you Shalim, not the Mokim you're an Einein. So before we had one Teretz that the Pesach there doesn't mean a Korban Pesach, it means a Shalmi Pesach. Now the Gemara says, last words and last time it was Rav Mori says, on top of the Kufa Malach.